It's the WTIL Morning News with Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, and Will Stevenson.
Talked a little bit the other day about this Brian Williams situation. NBC Nightly News anchor suspended for 6 months for allegedly lying about a situation that he was involved in Afghanistan. And here to talk more about it is a gentleman who, I'll still call him an insider. Joanne Gotti is now a professor of journalism at Monmouth College. He's the former senior vice president of NBC, heading up their news division, former executive producer of NBC Nightly News. And Joe, good morning. We thank you so much for joining us this morning. How are you today?
I'm fine, Jim.
Thanks again here this morning. Well, let's talk about this situation. Yeah, the thing is, and we talked a little bit about this as well, that isn't the first time that it's happened in a prominent position of a nightly newscaster. CBS had an issue with Dan Rather and with 60 Minutes. So it's not the first time we've seen something like this.
No, and it's not the first time in recent journalism history that something like this has happened. There, not too long ago, there was the episode with Janet Cook at the Washington Post, where she fabricated a number of stories. Jason Blair at the New York Times, who made up a lot of things and had to resign. So it's not a new problem, but it is a problem. It's a huge problem, and it's an ethical problem that journalists need to go through, I guess, every once in a while to set themselves on a more prominent and straight path.
Is there any thing that goes on at the networks that would encourage any of the folks to try and embellish some of their stories sometimes for the sake of making it sound better? Or do you think this is usually just strictly a personal decision to do these wrong things?
I think both. Brian Williams was a victim of his own celebrity. He was always caught up in doing celebrity stories. He became good friends with Bruce Springsteen. He enjoyed covering celebrity life, and I guess it was only a matter of time that he began to consider himself as a celebrity, and began appearing on a number of entertainment shows and info talk shows, and that's where he got into trouble. He began to embellish stories on those programs that were unnecessary. I mean, he had already achieved as much success as anybody can achieve in television news. He was at the top, and all of us at NBC were concerned that he was embellishing his resume for no good reason. He didn't need to. But it was only a matter of time, I think, before he turned from covering celebrities to becoming a celebrity himself rather than a journalist.
You know, I was kind of surprised to see the kind of salary he drew, and I guess we've heard this before with some of the others. I mean, you can see it in professional sports, or whether it's music, movies, whatever the case may be. It's like, I understand where the money comes from and how they can make so much. And not that anybody can do this job. Not anybody can just sit down at the anchor desk and do this job. But does that have something to do with it? That, you know, if you're making, whatever, $13 million a year, I guess that could kind of go to your head and help to solidify what you said of thinking you are a celebrity.
Right. The problem is that he was making a lot of money for NBC. So when you make that much money, when Nightly News brings in the kind of revenues that it was bringing in, you kind of feel like you deserve to have a cut of that. And that's what's happening to everybody in television news right now. They see the income, they see what the revenues that are coming into as a result of the programs that they're on, and they want a part of that. And I don't know if that's right or wrong, but it's a fact of life.
So, Joe, it doesn't sound like you were altogether surprised when the news of this came out about Williams then.
I wasn't. It was only a matter of time, and I think a number of people at NBC, and this is why I think Brian's not the blame has to be shared. A number of people in NBC warned executives that Brian was becoming excessive in his appearances on entertainment shows and his embellishment of war stories. They were warned, but they didn't do anything about it because they liked him being out front. They thought that that was part of the deal in getting higher ratings, that you had to have somebody who was very visible. So they should share the blame because they didn't stop it when a number of people were warning them that he was getting out of hand.
We're talking with Joanne Gotti. He's professor of journalism at Monmouth College, formerly senior vice president of NBC, headed up the news division, also executive producer of NBC Nightly News, talking about the Brian Williams situation. And Joe, I'm guessing we might see less of this in local news, especially small market news, because it's a completely different type of story that they're reporting on. Or am I wrong? Am I naive in that fact?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, there are a number of factors that differentiate local news from network news, and one of them is just what we were talking about the salaries that are paid to local news people and the revenues that local stations bring in, people on who appear on local newscasts. They just don't make the kind of money that the network people do, and the revenues aren't as big that are coming in. So there's not the temptations, I think, for people in local news to embellish the way Brian was.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, you know, you've talked about the revenues and those sort of things, which are obviously huge now. Going back a couple of decades, you know, I think of the big names that were the news anchors in those time slots in years past, the Walter Cronkites, John Chancellors, David Brinkley. Do you think most of those guys were above reproach? They took that job so seriously in being accurate, no matter what the pressure, no matter what the money or the political situation, or was there probably still some of that going on back in the day?
Not as much as is going on now. I mean, the people you just named were really credentialed, conscientious journalists, and they were journalists first. You didn't see the encroachment of entertainment into network news back then. That line has become very blurred, and that's kind of the problem. They were careful not to cross that line, and journalists today on the network level are not as careful about crossing that line. And it's not necessarily their fault. It's the fault of management. It's the fault of the atmosphere that's created where journalists need to become celebrity in order to attract the audience. And that's the unfortunate thing about this whole affair.
Yeah, I was going to ask Joe, how, you know, somebody like Brian Williams, how do you end up in that chair? What is it that somebody who you're going to replace, whether it's a Dan Rather, whoever, you're going to replace them, what is there some X factor that person has to have other than the fact, because there's a lot of people that can gather and report and read news very well. What is that X factor that they have to get a position like that?
Likeability. People have to, viewers have to like the person that they're watching, that they select to watch. And then I think the audience, even though they're not aware of it, they understand that the person that's talking to them has some credentials and is qualified and is serious about being a newscaster. Lester Holt, who's taken over for Brian, is not a flashy newscaster, but everybody I think that watches him knows that he's serious about the news, and he's serious about delivering the news, and he's serious about getting it right. And I think, you know, there's a combination of X factors that go into the success of a network anchor.
Joe, when we're talking about looking forward, we've heard the 6-month suspension. They're saying possibly you could see Brian Williams return. I guess, A, do you see that happening? And B, is that, as we were talking a little this morning, with the big salary, probably money committed to him, is the network going to try and prop him up, or do you think this thing will kind of go quietly into the night now?
I think the network's just going to wait and see. I think all the negative publicity is starting already to calm down, and I think in 6 months, who knows? who knows how people will feel, how his former viewers will feel about him and coming back. I think the interesting thing is that in 6 months, when he's scheduled to return, it'll come at the middle of August, which is probably the lowest viewing time for television newscasts. So if he does come back, he could come in and kind of fly under the radar for a couple of weeks before the big network ratings start coming in, the important ones. So, you know, there's a lot of speculation, and a lot of people are wondering. And there's a lot of talk about maybe bringing him back and having him co-anchor with Lester or with somebody else. So we won't know the answer to that for quite a while, I think.
Talking with Joanne Gotti, professor of journalism at Monmouth College, former executive producer of NBC Nightly News. And, Joe, in my mind, and maybe viewers are different in that they may be forgiving, I don't know, but from your standpoint, what's your feeling? Because I feel that he can't get his credibility back. What's your feeling on that?
I think you're probably right, but I don't know. I mean, I don't think anyone knows. It's such an unusual and isolated case that no one's there's nothing that you can refer back to in journalism history to see anything like this happening before. So I think everybody's attitude is kind of we're going to sit back and see what happens and see if his credibility can be restored. I don't know how much it's been hurt. I don't know how it really has tarnished his reputation. I suspect it's worse than NBC News officials think it is, but we just have to wait and see.
I suppose in a lot of lines of work, be it politicians or pastors who may have fallen from grace, or certainly politicians that have had some of these issues come up, sometimes it can be restored, sometimes it can't. Do you delve into that as you're teaching journalism at Monmouth College? Do you deal with the integrity thing much, especially when you get news like this, Joe?
Yeah, all the time. And sometimes I think it's a little too difficult for young students to understand the idea of journalism ethics. I mean, it's a vague kind of a concept. And the only way they do understand it, unfortunately, is when incidents like this come around, because then it's very clear and it's very easy for them to grasp. But a lot of times it just kind of goes over their heads, and you feel like a failure as a professor if you're not getting through to them on that issue. But if there's one thing that's good about this whole episode, it's that I think young people who are interested in journalism are taking note of it, and they can understand the idea of journalism malpractice and how it needs to be avoided.
Well, you talked about the celebrity aspect. I don't recall ever seeing, you know, Walter Cronkite on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. And I'm guessing we're not going to see Lester Holt do something he did when he was working in Chicago, when they had him standing out on Navy Pier handing out T-shirts with his picture on them, asking to watch him as anchor. I'm guessing that's probably not going to happen nowadays.
I didn't know he did that.
Yeah,
no, I don't think you'll see anything like that from Lester now.
How about your feeling? What if the ratings happen to go up with Lester Holt? I mean, is it a slam dunk? Okay, we're just going to keep him, or you still see him maybe giving Brian Williams a chance to come back and at least co-anchor?
Well, that's what I meant when I said that the NBC management's going to be watching what happens very closely, and that's going to affect their decision in 6 months. If Lester's ratings go up, they'll have a real dilemma on their hands. If they go down, they'll have to think of another alternative, and what they do with Brian, or maybe bringing someone else in. So it's all going to play out in the next 2 or 3 months, and all the speculation will change when the ratings start coming in, and people start taking a more neutral view of everything that happened.
Joe, how about you in your decision with the years that you put in at NBC and then coming to teach at a college? Did you want to get out of I assume there's a good deal of stress and high pressure in that business. Were you wanting to get away from that, or did you just feel like you just wanted to get back to where you were teaching students?
Yeah, I I never wanted to get away from journalism. I always wanted to stay involved with breaking news and news events and news coverage. But teaching was a good alternative because I could stay involved without having to deal with the kinds of pressures and inside dealings at the network level. There's a lot of politics that goes on in network news, and it's not to say that there's not a lot of politics that go on in academia either, but it's a different kind. And I wanted to come back to the Midwest, and I had always thought about teaching, and I'm glad that the opportunities came up first at Northwestern University and now here at Monmouth College.
And Joe, the golden age of that 5:30 news is probably past, isn't it? I mean, for a lot of us, we grew up with the three networks, and when those three guys were on, I mean, that was as authoritative as it gets. Now with the preponderance of 24-hour news channels and all that, do you ever see those guys being quite as prominent as maybe they were in the past?
Never. I mean, the marketing, it's just become too fragmented. There are just too many. You mentioned those three guys. Well, they're not three guys anymore. There are a lot of guys and girls and women, and that's a fact of life. No one's to blame for that. It's just that the whole nature of the business has changed. I mean, when I was doing nightly news, we had our audience was about 14 million people, equal with Cronkite's. And now I think they're down to 9 million. All the networks are. It's not just NBC. Because there are so many other alternatives, and there didn't used to be back in the days of Cronkite and Brinkley and Chancellor and those people who were such giants in the industry.
Joe, we want to thank you very much for taking the time to join us this morning to talk a little bit about this issue. We'd look forward to maybe getting to talk with you again sometime.
Great. Love to do that. Thank you for asking me.
News, information, and great conversation every weekday morning. The WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.